Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet and also what we can try and spot in our dark skies. As usual, turning to the expertise of Christopher Phillips, we've got him on the line right now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's in store for us this week?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be here. So this week, stargazers, look out for Venus in the early morning sky in the east just before dawn. Mars is also present in the west after sunset. The moon is a mere waxing crescent this week.
And this week, a fascinating one about the flipping of Earth's magnetic field.
Indeed. So we've known for some time that other planets out there in the solar system possess powerful magnetic fields, and the planet Jupiter is one example of this. Now, recently, there's been a buzz regarding our own magnetic field and the possibility that it may be in the process of flipping. That is to say that the magnetic poles may become reversed.
And just how much has it moved?
Well, current research published in the journal Nature estimates that the magnetic pole is moving from the Canadian Arctic and very slowly towards Siberia. And what's causing the fuss is the fact that it appears to be speeding up.
And this has absolutely nothing to do with our Arctic blast that's happening back on the mainland, right?
Oh, they are completely unrelated.
Okay. And so we have seen in movies, however, how this is portrayed as something that could cause earthquakes and all kinds of natural disasters that are fit for an action-adventure film. What's the reality?
Well, the reality is, as you can imagine, far more mundane. The magnetic field has flipped multiple times in the past, and this will be no different. In fact, the last flip happened around 1 million years ago, with a rapid weakening of the field occurring around 40,000 years ago. So this is kind of routine for our planet.
And when it comes to the protection from radiation and solar storms that it provides, will there be any change in that?
There may be a slight change, yes. We get a lot of protection from our magnetic field, and if it were to weaken, it's possible that satellites, communications, and even power grids may suffer interruptions as a result of a powerful solar storm. However, this is nothing to worry about, because the flip is happening so slowly, it won't actually occur for thousands of years.
So we shouldn't get alarmed when we see all kinds of conspiracy theories about the flipping magnetic relationship of the planet.
Pay no attention whatsoever.
Little safety advisory from Christopher Phillips, and glad to have you on again. Thank you.
You are welcome, Dave.
And we'll be back next week. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this is Stargazer. And you can find Stargazer on demand at hawaiipublicradio.org.